Ukraine security issue.
May 14th was the 80th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, which is obviously turning into a war of attrition. Having failed to seize Kyiv and conquer the entire country in a few days as planned, and then take control of the Donbas in several weeks as replanned, Russia is now trying to carry out its Plan C, to retain control of the occupied areas instead of attacking and continue to destroy Ukrainian cities and villages by bombs, shells and missiles. According to Viktor Andrusiv, advisor to the Interior Minister, Russia hopes that the long and exhausting war will coerce Ukraine and the West to concessions in the future peace talks. But only a crushing defeat can stop the terrorist country. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov is sure that such a defeat is feasible, provided that Ukraine is supported by the whole civilized world. According to him, modern heavy weapons supplied by partners are already operating on the front lines, enabling the Ukrainian army to beat off enemy attacks and even counterattack. Reznikov cited the reported counteroffensive launched in the Kharkiv region, where Russian troops are on the retreat under pressure from the Ukrainian army. More than 1,115 villages and towns have been liberated from Russian occupation, but the Ukrainian army still doesn't have enough heavy weapons to launch a large-scale offensive and defeat the invaders that continue to take revenge on unarmed Ukrainian civilians for their heroic resistance to the occupation. As a result of shelling, 5 civilians have sustained injuries of various severity in the Mykolaiv region over the past 24 hours. Regional council head Hanna Zamazeyeva told Ukrainian radio on Saturday, civilian casualties and destructions of buildings and infrastructure facilities were also reported in the border areas of the Chernihiv and Sumy regions. In the city of Kremenchuk-Poltava region, Russian missiles hit the already destroyed oil refinery and damaged a thermal power plant. Now 180,000 residents may be facing the next cold season without heating. Meanwhile, amidst the fierce fighting in the Donbas, Russian shells, bombs and missiles destroy dozens of houses every day. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, having occupied the city of Popasna, Russians remove local civilians and take them at gunpoint to the eastern part of the region occupied since 2014. Relatives can't get in touch with them. They don't know where they are or what's happening to them, Haidai said. Around 150 residents of Mariupol, Donetsk region, remain hostages to Russian occupiers, who have caused a humanitarian disaster in the city, while its defenders, most of whom are members of the Azov regiment, are beating off incessant attacks on their last stronghold, the Azovstal steelworks. Their staunch resistance thwarts Russia's operative plan to take the southern part of the Donetsk region and carve a land corridor to Crimea. The number of wounded Ukrainian soldiers in Azovstal basements and bunkers is growing each day. Many of them are in grave condition and need urgent medical treatment. According to Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk, Kyiv is negotiating an evacuation of 60 heavily wounded soldiers, but the Russian side rejects every option. Captain Svetoslav Palamar, deputy commander of the Azov regiment, said that since the Russian invasion in February, the defenders of Mariupol had liquidated nearly 6,000 enemy troops and destroyed more than 100 tanks or other armored vehicles. He said that the city was stormed by the best equipped and trained Russian troops.
Кількісно та якісно ворог переважав в кількості озброєння, в кількості піхоти, в кількості людей. Це угрупування нараховувало
The enemy troops and weapons outnumbered ours. Their infantry units counted some 14,000 soldiers, and they had a huge number of aircraft and ships. They launched a huge number of missiles, but our guys and girls have withstood. The situation is very hard. The enemy is cynical. The enemy disregards all international conventions. Knowing that there are very many wounded soldiers, around 600, the Russians continue to drop bombs on our hospital, said Captain Svetoslav Palamar. The Russian invaders brutally destroy everything on their way. Wherever they set foot, they create a humanitarian disaster. According to Yuri Konovalenko, mayor of the town of Polohy, Zaporizhia region, occupied by Russian troops, very few drugstores are open. It's impossible to withdraw cash from ATMs, and the town hospital is closed.
Коли лікарні повністю зайшли в стаціонар, окупанти всіх лікарів стаціонару вони вигнали. Найбільша кількість лікарів.
The town hospital is closed because the occupiers kicked all doctors out. Most of the medics fled Polohy, and those who stayed are working at the outpatient clinic. It's practically impossible to see a family doctor. Only several dentists are available. First aid medics were also driven out of the hospital. They moved to the building of the emergency service. They still respond to calls, give first aid, and evacuate wounded and critically ill patients to Zaporizhia, said Yuri Konovalenko. The Russian invaders are destroying the Kinburn Spit, a unique wildlife preserve in the Mykolaiv region, southern Ukraine. In the neighboring Kherson region, most of which is occupied by Russian troops, it is extremely difficult to extinguish forest fires that have been burning since mid-April. The Russian occupation may result in the destruction of Europe's largest field of wild orchids, as well as the disappearance of rare species of animals and plants. According to Ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova, workers of the wildlife preserve urgently need food and medicines. Also, Russian soldiers bar firemen from the burning forests.